Hey, Griff.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to Boss Barrel Radio.
I was thinking about this last week, like on Wednesday.
Listeners.
Like on Wednesday, I was driving in the car thinking, you know what, one of these days, I should just, as soon as Griff hits that record button, I should just steamroll him and just like start opening the show myself.
Do it.
It's just going to just...
Take over.
Curveball you.
Ah, I don't know what to do.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Another episode.
For a little bit longer.
For just a little bit longer, where it's like the ninth hour.
Yeah, it's the final hours.
Yeah.
It'll go up later too. But yes, Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. My name is Griffin Hoffman, and with me is John Stanhope, as always.
I like how we all have pop screens now.
I know. I was hoping somebody try that thing out.
I'm
but
sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No big deal.
I should have had the foresight to tell you that Dakota canceled us.
I don't know if
he canceled pretty much as soon as he showed up to the house, though.
Because
he needs to get his bed rest in for Diablo 3.
That's
tonight.
A sad life to live.
It's a sad life. But he's gonna wake up at like 10 to midnight and hit that button.
He has it all downloaded already.
I think he does already. He's ready to rock and roll. He's gonna start doing some jumping jacks and start taking his 5-hour energy. I think he has the day off tomorrow.
But, I guess I just don't get that. It's, you know, why do you, for like a game like that, like it's not like there's giant story elements of Diablo.
Well, when you...
The clicking's still going to be there a day later.
When you think...
That loot is not going anywhere.
Well, when you look at Dakota's gaming habits, he pretty much has been sitting in his room just not enjoying playing League of Legends anymore.
Oh.
So I don't know. He's like, just like, every time I go in there and I see him playing it, he just is like, I'm only using this as just a way to entertain myself before Diablo comes out, and then I'll just get lost in that.
Hmm.
So he's just waiting for this new outlet to come out so that he can enjoy himself.
Sure. Spend more time playing more game.
Yep.
Fair enough. I'm not interested in it, really. I mean, if I had a real beastly computer that I knew could run it.
Yeah, that's the
maybe
thing.
I would be, but I
for me to play it, I'm looking at dropping like $100 and some. So,
oh, why is that?
Well, because I got to get a decent graphics card to run the thing.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
But you can scale it down pretty far, right?
I can scale it down pretty far, but that thing still is laggy, laggy.
Huh?
You trying to do the lean back podcast?
I just want to relax. I just don't have to
lounge,
sit up straight because I kept the good chair for myself this time.
Yeah. I was like, good for Griff taking the nice chair. There you go.
Lean back here.
That doesn't sound too bad when you do that either.
You
should just get some hammocks in here. Just do hammock casts.
Just bathtubs. Let's do it in the bathtubs.
Yep.
I'll call you.
Just fill this whole room with a bunch of marshmallows.
Packing peanuts. Marshmallows would be gross, though.
Yeah, it would get all sticky.
Yeah. Well, speaking of other games that are coming out soon, we got Max Payne in a few days.
Max Payne?
Yeah. We're both going to be playing that, and I really don't know what I'm getting into.
I don't either.
Because I'm not a big Max Payne guy.
I barely played the first one, and didn't play the second one.
I played a little bit of them, and I just never really got into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do not know. I'm not sure. I know Bullet Time.
I liked Alan Wake.
Yeah. So, more Remedy. Great.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
Shaving his head and going to South America.
Shaving his head and growing a sweet beard.
Just pills
he's going to South America, and his beard went to South America. Just like all his hair just traveled down.
Yeah. He's a scrunchy face.
Max Payne's getting old.
It came out when I was in high school, and I had guys that I would hang out with, and they really loved it because of the TV show that was on.
The TV show?
You could watch a TV show that would have extra. And it was like Night Springs, but, you know, before Night Springs.
Oh, weird. Okay. That's the other thing I'm just thinking about right now is, like, it's funny the box art is so colorful for that game.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about Max Payne and Max Payne 2. Where it's just like
black
that
black and white New York,
black and white, like noir sort of
snowy,
like,
and
just,
bloody.
Yeah, just like that's it. Yeah. And now we've got this full, like, color painted. It just seems like a completely different direction for Max Payne.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean,
going bald, growing a beard, colored covers.
I've heard plenty of things that it's justified, like the character. Yeah,
they keep pushing that too, so I'm a little...
Everything it totally makes sense. Don't freak out. It's still the Max Payne you've always loved.
Don't worry. His name is still Max Payne.
Still addicted to painkillers, shooting dudes with two guns.
Yep. Slowing down when he does it. Just, yeah, it's going to be okay.
There's a multiplayer.
Mark Wahlberg
now,
still
too,
doesn't
right?
know how to act.
As, and you have bullet time, but it only, it's like a bubble. Like it's like a, people, within a certain radius of you will be affected by the bullet time you enter, which is really crazy. Like, then everybody enters bullet time or just the person who activates it?
Well, that's sort of, and I know I keep talking a big game about that game Time Shift. But they had an online multiplayer facet to it, but clearly everybody can't be like masters of time because then it just goes to hell. But what they did is you have time grenades where you throw a time grenade and it will have basically a bubble effect where inside that bubble you'll be slowed down or stopped. And so just a bunch of people.
So basically Mass Effect or Max Payne 3 is going to have a suicide time grenade.
Yeah.
Like it'll explode on you and affect people that within that bubble that it would shoot out from.
Yeah.
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 I haven't played anything this week.
Really?
I don't think so.
I haven't. I played Dragon's Dogma. I talked to you about that. I played the demo. I only played the first quest portion of it when you fight the Chimera, which was awesome.
That's pretty much the end.
Really, really good.
I don't think... Is there another section to it?
There's a character creator, and then the dragon, or the griffin one, where you fight the griffin.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I don't know if I'll end up doing that, because, you know, Max Payne will be coming here shortly. But that was cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Not exactly what I was expecting with the team controls, but I really liked how they worked, where it's like your teammates would grab a dude and like
yeah, some of those
bully hold him up, and he's like, you know, rage steal upon him.
Yeah, hit this thing,
and you just wail on him with the sword while your pawn is holding this.
That seems really dangerous.
Well,
just hacking away with a sword while this dude's holding him.
The reason why I loved it is I was like, this is like all those other beat 'em up games when I'm one dude going through a city street, and then you know. A Bobo's buddy, henchman B, grabs me and strings me up, and then the other guy just kind of wails on me with a wrench for a couple hits. Until
but now the shoe's on the other hand.
Exactly. Now I am the one who is beating up the helpless person.
Yes. Now my dude's holding up a dude while I stab him.
Yeah.
Just like Irish mobster. Just hold this guy while I beat him down with a bat.
So I thought that was really cool. I really liked that bit. And same as the climbing.
The climbing thing is so...
It's so weird.
It's so goofy. It just seems
like
it shouldn't work like
that.
It's like
you become one with the enemy. Like you just...
You're just magnetized. Yeah. You just clink.
Uh-huh.
Like you just sort of spider crawl around him.
Yeah. Like it kind of... You kind of see the game mechanic working there. Like the gears grinding. It's like no... You are now part of this creature, and you're just moving along.
Yeah, and the creatures. Oh god! But so, like I told you, it's a lot like Shadow of the Colossus. We're just sort of like attached to it, but not for the better. It's really weird.
Well, I loved how all the different ways that it would have to shake me off. It like sometimes it would jump, and the landing would bounce me off. Sometimes it would do like this. DBZ power-up style blow me off it.
Yeah.
And then the one thing that I thought was really cool, because I only saw it happen once, was it rolled. When I was on my back,
when it
just
rolls.
Like rolled over, and I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I had it happen where once for the roll did not knock me off, and I was still
you just got, like
still stuck on this. Because I was like hanging on to the side of it, and when it rolled, I was still sort of on the side, just being like, I'll just keep stabbing you until this goes away.
Yeah, but... Man, that was really fun. I don't know.
So were you able? You were able to take your character into the game, or
like,
did you?
I didn't.
You didn't make
do
one?
The character creator. No, I didn't
try
that.
You should go do that.
No, I don't want to.
Just go do that.
I started and it
so
was
many
like,
faces.
It was like, do you want to name this character? If you name it, here's a bunch of rules and things you have to adhere to. And I was like,
No, you can name it whatever you want to. And then it also has preconditioned.
Like it was like, here, get ready to create your character, and then it prompted me with like way too many words, and I just immediately was like, no, go return back.
Yeah.
Go, don't want to read this.
Yeah.
No longer interested. Opt out. So, I don't know. I just was playing a lot of Majora's Mask.
Oh, God.
It's...
I've been playing a lot of Infinity Blade, too.
Nice.
Almost done with that game.
Like, are you getting your mob thing on?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
You're doing your Clash Mob?
Yeah.
Well, now maybe I'll check that out since I have a device capable of playing that.
Clash Mob's actually not nice. It's just fun on the side stuff to do while you're playing Infinity Blade, where it's just like, hey, here's this event. Just see if you qualify for it. And then just if you guys actually end up taking down the beast, then boom, you get a prize.
Huh. It's yeah.
Kind of nice. Just other thing to do.
I'm sure other people are more hardcore about it, just like constantly wailing on it, whatnot.
And it's not always the same thing of like, oh, just go fight this thing. It's sometimes it's like, stay alive for, you know, one of it's like, you need to stay, like, the collective, like, group effort needs to, like, stay alive while fighting this thing for, you know, 3,000 minutes or something ridiculous like that. They're always like outrageous numbers, like do 300,000 damage, and just like
That's what Demus was talking about, just having gigantic numbers.
Yeah.
So, Majora's Mask, though.
Yeah.
I will say,
lots of numbers.
No numbers. Well, a couple, but Rupee. Not enough to 200. I will say this: I'm starting to realize that
game's not good.
It is probably not the best design video game.
See.
Well, it's probably not the best design Zelda game. However, I still think it's the most interesting and fun Zelda game to play.
Just because it's interesting doesn't make it good.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, but part of the reason why I like it so much is just it's... I've talked about this before, but just how much it deviates from the Zelda norm.
That's fair.
But... yeah, like, the more I'm playing, I'm like, oh, God, this dungeon is the worst. Like, just one of the dungeons I got through, I don't think I got the compass. And I was like, I don't think you can do that in Zelda games.
No, yeah.
Like, not since A Link to the Past could you skip something. But it was like, I just skipped a handful of rooms getting up here.
Weird.
And now I'm getting to the point where I get to the water level.
That's usually where it goes downhill for most people.
I remember the first level, the first dungeon. I can do that in my sleep. Second dungeon, obviously, I don't remember it well enough to do every part of it, but I blew through it really quick. Third dungeon, I do not remember anything about the water level.
I just don't remember dungeons in that game.
Oh, there's four. There's only four.
I just remember doing fetch quests in that game.
Eh. I mean,
that seems like what that game is. It's just a bunch of, go here, talk to this dude, go get that thing for that dude, and then get that mask.
There are some major components that involve just going from A to B to C to D to, and having to check off all these boxes to get this thing. But what I think makes that unique is when you don't use a guide or something like that tells you straight up, hey, this is how you do this thing. Like, it's the discovery that's like, well, how do I get this? Like, this showed up in my journal. How do I get the postman's hat?
So, are you going for the full completion to get the the whatever mask that makes you adult Link, but crazy cosmic adult Link?
Yeah, the great spirit mask or whatever it's called. The great deity mask. Yeah, that's my intention.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
Never seen it in working order.
I've come to the...
And this is even when I like fully committed myself to Majora's Mask, and I was just like, you know what? Fuck this game.
I can't. Do the full clear of every heart. Like, I've come to that realization because there's some on there that are like, this is just the most grinding, uninteresting thing I'd have to do to get this heart. So I'm gonna opt out of that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not gonna intentionally collect 5,000 rupees to get a heart piece, or I'm not going to do this bomb target level thing to get this other heart piece. So I've come to terms with that. But getting every mask, I'm excited to do.
Because
I never did. Like the mask for the wedding is the one that I never ever got.
Yeah. I remember that being a difficult one.
Yeah, because it's just crazy the amount of steps you have to go through, which, like, I don't even know what you have to do for everything. I remember kind of getting bits and pieces of it.
Pretty sure I have the guide for that if you want to borrow it.
I'll probably just use the internet, but maybe.
Internet.
Maybe. Maybe I'll... Yeah. Dude, you know what? Dude, give me that guide.
Dude,
yeah.
You're playing this game.
No, yeah. Give me that Brady's game guide.
Before the internet existed. I think it's a Prima guide.
Prima. Okay.
But whatever.
Yes. I'll take that. I will use it, and then I can get through that a little bit quicker.
I used my old N64 guide for the 3D version of Ocarina of Time.
Oh, nice.
Holds up.
Nice. Still works.
That guide still works for that game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it playing it makes me just think, like, you know what? Ocarina of Time is probably a better Zelda game. It's probably a better, more well-designed and video game. Like, yeah, it obviously paved the way for what Majora's Mask is. But then just how freaking nuts that game is. It's good. Yeah.
There's a little part of me that wants to play.
The early scrub gets the nut.
Oh, God, Tingle is in that game. What is wrong?
Don't steal those magic words.
Jesus. Oh, man.
He made them up himself.
Yeah. God, I just want to make up my own magic words.
No, you don't. No.
Don't you?
So then you have to run around in a green onesie and be a disappointment to your father.
Yeah, and just look very French.
No, man, he looked like a pedophile. he's like a weird green onesie with a big pot belly and a giant package.
Black sheep Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, he's disturbing. And then he would blow his balloon up with his butt.
Yep.
Really weird. Really weird. But yeah, I'm about a third of the way through it in terms of just main story stuff, and I want to get done.
I should go back and play Wind Waker and get an old GBA. And plug that into a GameCube. Play that.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Well, since neither of us have really been playing anything...
I tried to play Zone of the Enders.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't work.
I was just like, maybe it will. No, didn't.
Maybe the emulator is secretly on here.
Maybe I just lied to
Sony
people.
Sony just said it wasn't. Like how they said they couldn't get Rumble in the controllers.
Right, exactly. I just was just like, I'll just try it. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Exactly.
Exactly what I know is going to happen.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It says no.
Yeah, it just says no. So, I tried it, and it said no. But the thing is it acknowledges that it's a PlayStation 2 disc.
Oh.
Which I think is the funniest thing ever. Because it comes up in... it lists... Yeah, exactly. It lists it as a game.
Yeah.
And it just shows a disc with a question mark on it. And then when I go to click it, it goes... This PlayStation 3 does not support PlayStation 2. I'm like, but you know it's a PlayStation 2 game. How hard can it really be to do the next step, which is just run it? Because I know if I go and I pop Castlevania it's going to run that.
That whole bizarreness, like, hey, remember when PlayStation 2 games were coming out on PSN and now aren't anymore?
Yeah, it's so weird.
They secretly released those, like... 10 games.
I was thinking about this too because I was bored today and I was just like, God, I should probably play something. And as I was doing the trivia search, I was just thinking to myself, hey, you know what I haven't played in a while that I'd sort of like to try to play again? Final Fantasy X. And I remember they were saying they were going to do an up-res PSN version of it and went to look and it's like, oh no, that they said that like in September of last year and nothing else has been talked about.
Oh, like up-res.
Like, it would be an HD remake, but it's not like they're going back and, like doing anything to it other than just, like, opening it up a little bit more.
Gotcha.
Griff's just peeing into a bottle over there. So, I don't know. I was interested to go see if that ever came out. Turns out it didn't. So, whatever. I don't know. It would just be nice if they would actually start releasing PS2 games.
Yeah, for those people who can't play them... Yeah.
That means I gotta go spend $30 for a PS2.
40-ish, yeah. They're a little high still. Yeah. I've been trying to get... I got in contact with... So, I was...
Can you still buy those brand new? They still sell those?
Like, that's a good question.
MSRP. Like...
Can you still buy a new PS2? Probably. I mean, if you go to like a Sears or something where they're like, yeah, we still got this.
Let's just go to the Kmart.
Your kids are into this.
Kmart's still got
PlayStation,
like,
right?
What else are we going to do with it?
Yeah, you want to go on a street date breaking endeavor again?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're trying to get people to sell some Mass Effect 2 a day early.
Yeah, buddy. Gosh, that was a good trip.
That did not work at all.
That was a good trip. We found a lot of amazing things at Kmart. Mm-hmm. And what we found was a clerk that knew more than we expected them
to. Definitely. Just man.
Like, you were at Kmart. How do you know what a street date is?
Yeah,
we got it back there, but it's got a big red label on it that says, do not sell before this date. And when I looked at the calendar, I'm pretty sure today is not that date.
I would like to at least once get a game early and break street date.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with the new Black Ops.
Let's just go tonight. Let's go start hitting up Kmart's for Diablo.
Diablo, I don't know.
See what happens. Just like, I know
I want to save my street date virginity for something big.
I know it's 10 o'clock, but just sell me that game.
Golf, I would do it on Borderlands 2. Or,
yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would.
I
was, so I mentioned to you, I started listening to IGN's Game Scoop, and they posed a good question that was, hey, what game are you most anticipating this year?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing?
Because, as of
a month ago, the answers were obvious.
Yeah, but now, like, the BioShock Infinite isn't coming out until next year.
Right.
And
what a disappointment.
Yeah, so... What else do we... Assassin's Creed 3, if that still comes out this year?
Well, funny you bring that up. We'll talk about that later as to why you should be so insanely pumped for that.
God, I already am.
God,
my Assassin's bow. My hidden blade that I have for Assassin's Creed is
not so hidden anymore.
Not so hidden anymore. oh, man.
No, the what was the other one? The Tomb Raider game got pushed back.
Yeah, it got pushed back to early next year. So, yeah, it's not going out. What else we got? Resident Evil 6. They got pushed.
You don't like
forward,
that, no.
But I might play it.
I would say I'm most excited for Borderlands 2, probably. Yeah. Borderlands 2, or possibly now Assassin's Creed 3. After
okay, maybe I missed something. Did I miss something today?
Yeah,
did
you I... have because I part of the I haven't written any news.
I watched that
like
new gameplay trailer.
You watched it? I saw I was going to bring that up in the news section.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is amazing!
What is wrong with you? How do you? I always love how back and forth you get with Assassin's Creed.
Dude, he's in the tree and he throws that like rope dart into the dude's neck and like lynches him into the tree and uses the body as a counterweight to slowly swing down and then ice the other two guards.
Yep.
There's
and the hidden blade that's actually a throwing dagger.
Yes, all the double kills like with throwing guys with their bayonets into other guys.
Yeah. Or
how he grabs a dude and holds him up and takes all the musket bullets. Just a little scene where he's running through the camp of redcoats and you're just stabbing dude here, then
jump on horse, and stab
then,
dude.
Yeah, and take out great stuff. Commander guy, the bear.
Oh,
bear
yeah.
fight?
No, when I saw the bear, I was
fucking
like...
Fucking bear fight?
You don't just hidden blade a bear. That bear will eat you.
You show that bear the blade.
Bear will screw you up.
Timothy Treadwell on that bear.
You don't grab a bear by the horns.
Yeah.
You don't.
So that... Oh, my God. And the traverse...
Tree running.
Tree running. Not just tree running, John. House running.
Yes. Yes. When he ran through the house.
In the inside of a house.
The inside, which is something you've never done.
Oh, my God.
Like, I went into a house without seeing a loading screen. Living together. Mass hysteria.
There's a house where a cat and a dog own the house together. And Assassin's Creed Man is running through it.
It's great. Just goes through that window and then rolls through and then jumps out the other window. And I was like, you've never done that in an Assassin's Creed game before.
Yeah,
never.
No. It was like when you swung on the potted plant and went sideways and you're like, what?
What?
Get out of here.
What?
That is
I was
impossible.
Running one direction and now I'm going a different one.
How is
so
this ever?
Ridiculous.
My God.
Video games.
Yeah, so the leaps that are happening, and I hear there's going to be an economic system, like you'll be able to trade and barter.
Oh, a barter system.
Yes, okay. So like you will be collecting things and, I don't know, wampum and
bear furs.
Yeah, bear furs. They had said, the developer said, oh crap, we've been working on this for like 3 years, and Red Dead Redemption beat us to this already, where you can like skin animals.
Yeah. Well, Red Dead Redemption's, like, skinning animals thing wasn't that great, though. I mean, it was...
Well, the skinning action itself was a pain in the ass, but the whole, like,
yeah, the whole,
I'll shoot
like,
this
I'll
snake
shoot this thing, and I'll get this, yeah, so...
Cut its scales off.
Meh. That's fine.
I'll shoot this human eagle man and take his feathers.
Yeah. What about...
But, yes, Assassin's Creed 3, like, oh my god, I need to... maybe Tuesday night.
I get more and more
is
excited about
to
his tomahawk,
that.
Too. tomahawk with the bladed tomahawk. Front and the pike, the stabby bit at the other side. That's kind of
Yeah, new weapons, man. I'm always when he like takes the hidden blade and then like removes it from the from the slot.
Came all the way out and he pulls it out.
Yeah, he's got this like totem Indian blade, which is also really weird too because
and the bow and arrow. God.
Well, I've been my boss at Wells Fargo has gave me some graphic novels to read. I'm reading Sculpt.
Okay.
It's Image Comics or is it Vertigo? I forget. But it's the writer, I don't know, is Alan Goman Guerra or something. I forget. It's not my genre. It's not my sort of thing to get into, but I'm enjoying it. Like, it's just really gritty, kind of like, The Wire meets, Dances with Wolves. No.
Okay.
It's set in Indian reservation and it's super gross and gritty and nasty and, just like
The Last Mohican.
Yeah, like The Last Mohican. No, it's like Training Day meets
The Last Mohican.
The Last Mohican. You know, the fine film. But yeah, so the more I'm like, Indians are in right now, man. Like,
fuck zombies, Indians.
Yeah, that's a new thing. Yeah, Indians versus zombies.
Yeah, Indians versus zombies.
So,
zombies ate my Indian.
I put my Indian in the cupboard and the zombie ate it.
There we go.
I feel like I'm getting steeped in this weird world of like Native American references. And it's like, of course everybody has tomahawks. And
yeah, right now.
Right, yeah.
Scalping. It's a real big thing.
Yeah. Watonka Tonk, Hong Kong.
Tatanka. I was
probably just said something horrible there. Yeah, yeah.
Tatanka. Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buff.
Buffalo.
Buff.
Buffalo.
Buff. Coffee.
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, that's Tatanka.
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 I always think of Tonka trucks anytime I.
Tatanka.
Tatanka.
Oof. That's all I remember from that movie. Oh, and then the socks, the wolf, right? Yeah, that.
It was. Did he name the wolf Socks?
I don't know. It had socks on its feet though.
Oh. Okay. Like real socks?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
They just or just like white.
Well,
feet,
that's
like,
yeah. That's how you know it's a real Native American fox. Is it wears socks? Fuck.
Fox socks on fox
socks. No, I can't say it. Socks book. On fox.
Starting a children's book.
Dr. Seuss presents Socks on Fox.
Yep, that sounds like a total Dr. Seuss book. Socks on.
Is
fox.
He is Dr. Seuss alive still? Is
no,
he...
he's been dead for a long time.
Well, how long?
Gosh, I'd imagine like at least a decade.
Really?
Yeah. I heard about a long time ago that a bunch of. Some of the books that did come out that were like the more recent books that had come out that were like a Dr. Seuss property were like
it was like for Dr. Socks and the Fox.
And Fox and God damn it,
Dr. Socks
too
and
many
Fox.
X's and S's. Ugh. Shit. But apparently his wife had found a bunch of like books that he had like mostly written, and so she like published them. Like,
oh, cool.
Had them published and still had him like credited as the author.
Nice.
Even though I think she like did a little bit of like completion on them.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I guess we're kind of just jumping into. So to return back to our previous topic, most anticipated game of this year. I mean, there's a couple of big ones, right? Lollipop Chainsaw. That's up on my radar.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like undead things, though.
What?
You don't like the undead.
But things. I love satire.
Yeah, that's true. Suda 51 can. Really can't do a whole lot.
And I'm
wrong in my eyes.
I'm always ready to love a Suda 51 game.
Sure.
So I'm excited for that. And then there's, Borderlands 2, which is going to be great, and Assassin's Creed 3, which now I have very good reason to be excited about. I mean,
sure.
Horses.
Who knows? Maybe Max Payne 3 will be the best game we play all year.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unlikely, but
sure, why not?
I almost thought
maybe it'll overtake Fez in my mind.
Oh, buddy, I haven't touched that since the first time I played.
You should finish playing.
Yeah, you say that, but
you should really finish it. Just go get a. Just go do a guide. Just get
just
a walkthrough.
Just
if you're hitting a wall and you're like, well, okay.
Well, it isn't that I've hit.
If it's not that it's not
it isn't that I hit a wall. It's just it's
maybe
yeah,
you're not
I don't,
into it.
I don't know.
Maybe
I just
not into it.
I don't know. I hear a lot of talk about the rabbit hole. And I don't know how far into that rabbit hole I want to get.
If you want to get all the way into
you should play Walking Dead. It's $5.
I don't know. Maybe.
$5. It's not a major commitment.
No, you're right.
You play it and you don't like it, then you don't have to buy the rest
of it. No, Bastion was telling me he started playing it and he liked it. It's good. Well, he didn't really like it. He was like, it's not what I expected.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think he may be a little unfamiliar with puzzle games and or adventure games. He's like, everything was like a puzzle. I didn't get to kill any zombies. But then he was like, I thought it was really fun because he says he wants to go back through and do the opposite choices.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, if you can finish that game and you get that feeling that you would like to still go back and do it again, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get to kill any of them, but there are two that your character kills.
I've heard some things.
At least two, anyway.
Where you, sure that... tested stuff where they were talking about hammers and
whatnot. Was that on Tested?
Yeah, that was.
I thought that was on a Giant Bomb episode.
No, it was Tested. Oh, so speaking of which, Giant Bomb, right? Giant Bomb, if you haven't, if you're not a frequenter to their website, then you should go there immediately and watch the episode of Time Trotters they posted.
Oh
my god, it is everything I could ever want from a video game anything.
Okay.
It is Jeff and Ryan, all cartoons, well, 99% cartoons, in a buddy cop detective style drama action adventure with Rich Gallop back in the IGN in the GameSpot days.
Yeah, GameSpot.
And they're doing quick looks, but there is an overarching comic book style nonsense story going on too. And then they always have to like go back in time to save these video games from getting destroyed by whatever.
That sounds amazing.
And it's cartoons. Like it's just stupid cartoons of Jeff and Ryan doing stupid crap, and it's just absolutely perfect. It is amazing. And they have got some awesome music, and there's just, it's so good. Like, you watch it, and you're like, this is what video games, everything should be. There needs to be more Abraham Lincolns driving NASCARs in video games coverage. Wow. And dinosaur, football-helmeted dinosaur races, and otters wearing rugby gear. And people riding animated slip and slides.
I feel like I'm losing traction on what you're even talking about.
Just go watch the first episode of Time Trotters that's on Giant Bomb right now.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible.
I did try to do something and then I realized that I'm just going to give you Mass Effect 3 back.
Mm.
I tried to start playing again. And as soon as I had to get on the ship and get off the ship, I realized that I don't want to play the game anymore.
Yeah.
I would rather be playing Mass Effect 2.
Oh, okay.
Like...
Bummer.
Yeah, I just have no desire to finish that game.
Sure.
Like...
Again. Right.
Yeah, I saw it. It's done.
Yeah.
I accept it. I still think that game should have just ended with Shepard dying.
Yep.
And nothing being accomplished.
Cut to black.
Just fade to black and be done with it.
Yeah, Soprano style.
Yep.
It's over.
It's over. All the things that you did meant nothing. You gave it your best shot.
Yep.
And you still lost. I would be happier with that ending.
Yeah, would you?
I would be. Hmm. I can accept those endings. Sometimes shit sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm fine with your character dying, but to create no resolution, just be like, yeah, you failed and everybody else failed. You couldn't have done anything about it anyway. That would be kind of a disappointment.
Nah. Meh.
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 I think an ending like that sometimes needs to happen. You sometimes need those endings where it's just like, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it and stuff's going to go sideways and it's just going to happen.
Oh, yeah. But then I'd at least like, you know, a little bit of a reset.
You don't always have a happy ending.
No, it doesn't have to be a happy ending, but there needs to be some bit of...
Yeah, it definitely shouldn't be Grandpa telling young space kid a story.
Yeah, well, it needs to be like, even if it is complete failure, you know, there needs to be some glimmer of hope to give you a reason as to everything that you've done in the past three games or the past two games have
Well, so, actual reason. So like the idea of like why the Reapers come is to like reset the galaxy.
Right.
So Shepard dies, and you know, it just gives you like cut to black, and then it just says 2 million years later, you know, you've got
2001 fucking Space Odyssey. Like have a monkey hitting them.
It'd be 10,000 years later, and you would see Hanar picking up like being very like much more
productive. Like thumb.
Yes, exactly. Like Hanar having evolved into a much stronger species, or an Elcor speaking with actual inflection.
That or not that obscure. I mean, I know what you're saying. Like
Elcor and Hanar, like owning the galaxy. Again.
Yeah,
taking over the Citadel.
Yep.
Yeah. What are the names of the short round guys that have to breathe through the
reverse? Oh,
the
Volus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went. I didn't really care for that. I mean, they were cool.
There was a couple of
like they were the bad Jewish merchant stereotype.
There's a couple of Volus related moments that I found really funny.
In two, anyway. Right? With the psychic one.
In three, I can't remember seeing a Volus.
Oh, thank you for finding this artifact.
Yeah, yeah. BioWare's sort of going. I don't know.
Well, speaking of shitty MMOs, let's talk about. The Elder Scrolls Online.
I haven't heard anything new about it. What do you?
Well, I got the Game Informer, and they've got their full coverage of it. So that's where all the information is coming from. Here's the short and long of it. It was made in it was designed in 2007, because that's when the ZeniMax Online Studios started working on their projects.
Sure.
So you know. 5 years later, they're coming out with a MMO. It is another MMO that has the wrapper of Elder Scrolls around it. Like, hot bars, partying, quest logs.
Sure.
Get five Gortusk livers, return it back to dude. I mean, they went out of their way to say,
I'm trying to think from did the article have any pictures, like any mm-hmm. visual? Is it very Oblivion? Like,
nope. No, it's third person.
Skyrim.
Third person.
Okay.
The art, I mean, it's designed in the same way that...
Give me an aesthetic.
Elder Scrolls. Okay. Like, it does so maintain...
Medieval sort of magic dragon.
It's set in the past, before Skyrim and all the other games.
Okay.
So that's kind of a weird little deviation from most, because all the Elder Scrolls games always push the fiction further into the future.
Sure.
But this is further in the past, which is weird. But at least that way it won't interfere with any of the future storytelling. But it's going to be hotbar driven. Like, you're going to be in your third person auto-attacking. I don't even know if there's auto-attacking, but, you know.
And...
Killing dudes with certain abilities.
Say anything about this being an exclusive PC title only, or the Xbox,
possibly? That's a good question. I don't remember reading that. I'm sorry. I'm guessing it's gonna no PC and Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Exclusively.
Yes. The game will. They said they're gonna try. They're pursuing a thing called hubless quest design. So instead of going to City A and then collecting 10 quests, going out, doing those 10 quests, coming back to City A, saying, good job, you completed all our quests. Here's we suggest now you go to City B, and then you go to B and you do all the quests, you collect them all in there, and then you hop from town to town to town, going to all the hub cities, collecting all their quests, doing them, turning them in. They say they are trying to get... They're designing a game that doesn't work like that, so you can just go on an adventure, and you can just go into the game itself and stumble upon quests, and you...
So more like an Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah, like, you go inside this cave, and inside the cave you kill a necromancer, and then the spirit that he's been enslaving gives you a reward.
I see.
So, you know, take that as you will.
Okay.
Of course, there's still going to be hub cities with major questing elements to them.
Yeah, but they...
Like, that'd be stupid if there wasn't. That's
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if it was in my ear or not.
Oh, it's picking up drain pipes.
So more of like an actual, like being an actual adventurer.
More so than maybe any other RPG that you'd run into where, you know, you're not getting just, you're just getting pushed down this track of like, oh, this is the only way to go about doing this. I mean, the coolest part of it then sounds like it's just all the different areas you get to explore in the world of Elder Scrolls. Like, you get to go to the Khajiit place, the Cat People place.
Okay.
You get to go to the Redguard place, the Orc place, like all these different locations that have never been available before. However, not every location will be available from the start, hinting towards new additions here and there. Panda Town later.
Panda Town.
You know, how that goes with MMOs.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens with that, but yeah. What else is there, John?
I haven't really been...
The Wii U is going to have an RFI...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, element to it. The Rayman trailer, where they put stuff on the Wii U pad, and it, like, pulls it into the game, Skylander style.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Maybe. Like, maybe. We don't know.
Maybe it will.
Maybe it was just a freaking lie. Nobody knows yet. Nobody knows what that thing is doing.
Maybe you wouldn't put it on the pad, but maybe it would just have... Just like you just use the camera on the Wii U controller to just scan some crap.
Who knows? The Wii U is such a mystery.
Yeah.
I still vote for a different name.
Woo?
Wii 2.
Wii 2.
If they're going to do it, why not just do it bad?
Yeah, I think Wii 2 is better.
Yeah. I think it's better than Wii U. What does that even mean? Nothing.
No, it's Wii.
Garbage.
It's Wii and it's you. All of us. At the same time. Menage a trois.
Good pronunciation.
This goes back to the other, the Zevo. That's what I want that to be.
What's the Zevo?
The Xbox Evolve.
Oh,
I want it to be a Zevo. After listening to the old podcast, I just want it to be Zevo.
X-Evo and Zevo?
X-E-V-O. Just the Zevo.
That is a totally...
That would be a great... I would totally buy the Zevo.
A thing that you call that device to make fun of it after they choose that name.
Yeah. No, dude, if it comes out as Xbox Evolved, I'm just calling it Zevo. Nobody's going to know what I talk about. I'm making it an internet
thing. That's great.
See?
It's claimed here.
Yep.
You heard it here first, right here, folks.
Damn it. Zevo.
Zevo.
And then I want the PlayStation Dolphin.
PlayStation 4, I think, is probably going to be what we're getting.
PS4.
Yeah.
When do you think they stop numbering that thing?
PS9?
They already put out a commercial for the PS9.
So I think that's a good question. I don't know if they will ever stop numbering
And that the PS9 is not a glowing amber orb that can read my thoughts.
Maybe the Vita is the first step in the direction to not numbering their devices, because it's like, it could have been the PSP too, but we called it the Vita.
But they had the PSP Go, and they had the PSP and PSP Slim. And
yeah, but so, none of those were ever official names, right? Like, PSP only Go was PSP officially. Go was, and that was not a good...
Well, there was the PS1. Well, there was the PlayStation. And then there was the PS1. Do you remember when they like rebranded that?
The
small white console.
PSONE.
God, if I go back and buy a PlayStation, that's the one I want to buy. The PSONE.
PSONE. I've got a Sony. PSONE. I've got a PSONE.
PSONE.
The E is silent. PSONE. I've got a PlayStation 1 in the closet.
Oh yeah. An old gray one?
Yeah, with the pop-open lid. I found it at Goodwill, and I bought it for $5.
I remember back in the day when they came out with the PS1s, and then you could also buy the attachable monitor for the PS1.
I remember that was a really weird point in gaming in my life, where you're like,
I took that
this
everywhere.
Is awesome,
I took that everywhere.
But I will never own it.
God, I would just be sitting, I would always just like sit in my room with PlayStation sitting up, like I had... There's a time in my life, and as it's, I'm sure is in most kids' lives, where at some point you want to rebel a little bit, so you live in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a desk in my basement, and I had a little TV up on the desk, but then I also had my PS1 up on the desk, playing video games, watching some TV.
Nice.
Just to get all my media from both angles. Peripheral vision.
Yeah.
That's how you train it. Oh, man. I also got to go out and buy a PlayStation 2 so I can start playing Zone of the Enders.
Yeah. The Avengers movie has really got me wanting to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 again. So I've been looking to buy a copy of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 for PlayStation 3, and they are almost impossible to find.
Really?
Yes. The week Avengers came out, Amazon was completely out of PS3
copies.
How much
does it cost? Like, how much has it been up-railed?
I think it's about $40 now on Amazon.
That doesn't
So seem Craigslist, I saw somebody on Craigslist was selling their copy for $20.
Did you check GameStop?
Hello.
Did you check GameStop?
No, I refused to go back there.
That's fair, but...
Never go back there.
That's fair, but... Sometimes.
No. I will stand by my principle. I will not go back to GameStop. Well, at least that GameStop.
Okay.
Maybe a different one.
That's fair. Go to the Urbandale one. They're not so terrible there.
The Urbandale one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one. Yeah, it's kind of Valley West. Yeah. I don't
know. Go there on a weekday. You'll be all right.
Valley West is just such a skeezy.
Yep. Valley West is skeezy. Jordan Creek is skeezy.
Well, I know.
Southside is super skeezy.
The Valley West location is getting skeezier as we speak.
It's just the Valley West Mall in general is getting skeezier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it hasn't reached... I mean,
no, it has
Noel
not.
Hay is really on the downward slope.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like, there's a clear order of falling going
on.
Oh,
my
God, like,
yeah.
The fact that we have a mall over on Southeast 14th still boggles
my mind.
It's
not a mall.
It's not. It is
all they have is, like, the Oriental shop, which is, like, do you want to buy swords and ball scrolls?
They have a food court. That's it. A food court? A shoe store? I could not tell you what is in there.
I can. I've been there recently.
Why do you go there?
Because
there's nothing there.
Hunter had his baseball practice there.
Inside the building?
Yeah, they have batting cages set up inside the building.
Oh, God. They have an Animal Rescue League over there.
They do.
It's
I have pictures of the animals.
Like
they're adorable.
It's like the asshole of,
it is.
Of the mall environment in this town.
It's the projects of malls.
Right.
Like, you're
it's
like, oh,
terrible.
God. I think this place is made mostly of cardboard. God.
Like, I could just feel myself losing money by being here.
Right. I think I have hepatitis. Right.
Should probably go get checked for everything.
It is just a scummy location, which...
Every time I go there, I sort of expect to see a tumbleweed, like, chasing me down the hallway.
Yeah, and then
like,
somebody
shit.
Trying to rob the tumbleweed. Right? Like, it is just so bad. And you're like, this probably at once upon a time was, like, the hippest place to be.
They
like,
used to have a Ferris wheel there.
Yeah, of course they did, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Or it was, no, not a Ferris. A merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember they have an awesome stage right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm sure things happened there back when it was the only mall in town. Back when that was what Des Moines was.
Mm-hmm. But now Merle Hay is moving towards this, like... The bizarre thing is, like, Target is just like this...
Target is consuming those areas.
No, like, Target is there just thriving, like, hanging on.
Yeah.
Like the leech
fine.
That eats only shit. So, like, after everything else dies, it's still just having a great... It's like, hey, where'd everybody go? Okay, well, whatever.
That is kind of funny, too.
I'm still here partying. How come everybody's asleep?
Yeah. We got all this liquor. Ugh, you guys are slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's lame. But it's really funny, like, except for the Jordan Creek one, there's a Target pretty much within stone's throw distance of all the malls.
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
If not already integrated into the
mall. That's going to be the death, well, the, what do you call that?
I mean, as soon as Valley West, like, as soon as the Target over there gets too big for his own britches, it just merges with the Valley West Mall.
Well, maybe that's why West Glen is just doing so bad, because there's a Target that's so close to it.
Yeah.
Like, no business can ever survive there.
Because everybody just goes
to Target
for everything.
Maybe the Jordan... Once the Target moves into to get closer proximity to Jordan Creek, like, that's
gonna start
foreshadowing to the...
off of it, just sapping it.
Yeah, just...
Way to go, Target.
What's that?
Way to go, Target. Kicking some ass.
Yeah, well...
Well, but I mean, you think about like how well the Walmarts do out here,
yeah.
Which you got another establishment in the Des Moines metro that has like just a very clear cut, like this is the bad one and this is the one that I guess is the good one, but nobody should really go there anyway.
Right. This one closes at midnight because we don't want the riffraff.
We don't want the riffraff. Yeah.
But it's like, that's why you go to Walmart.
Sometimes that is why you go to Walmart.
Because it's like 2:30 in the morning and all you want is donuts.
Yeah.
And to buy a couple movies.
I want to make a couple of bad decisions at the same time. And I want to feel better about doing it.
But and then maybe I'll buy buy a new tie while I'm there too. Yeah. And a belt.
Yeah.
And flowers.
Yeah.
Maybe get some photos.
And all while doing it, I don't feel bad about anything I purchased.
Change my tires.
Because, yeah. You can't feel bad about anything you purchase there, because odds are, by the time you get in line, you see somebody who is far worse off than you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And you're just like, okay, fine.
Well, now it's like, there's a Walmart optical.
No, Walmart's had an optical for a long time.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well.
And haircuts.
Yeah, that's the one that weirds me out.
Optical, haircuts. Yeah. The newest addition that I've seen is family photos.
That really?
Yep.
Oh, that's new. I just assumed that's always been a part of it. That's
anyway.
One of those like scummy things that should happen.
That there. Should be
just a room full of bad backdrops and nobody who really wants to be working there.
Yeah, yeah. That seems yeah. I don't know. The more and more things that I see that are like built into a Walmart or a Target, the more and more I'm just like, I don't know. Just grab this thing.
Oh. Yeah, like it's getting to the point now where it's like Walmart has become like the Zaibatsu of America, where it's, you know,
the Swiss Army knife of
that. Well, I'm thinking like the speaking of Zaibatsu, I've been following William Gibson on Twitter recently, and I was like, man, who is this person that's tweeting all this weird, awesome stuff that I don't remember following? And I had to look it up, and I was like, oh, William Gibson.
You know who's good really job, fun Griff. To follow on Twitter? Conan O'Brien.
Oh, is he?
Conan O'Brien and Stephen Colbert.
Mm.
Pretty good to follow. Neil Patrick Harris, not as exciting to follow. He just doesn't tweet very much. Anthony Bourdain's pretty fun to follow. Stephen Fry, also fun to follow.
If I get Stephen Fry to read his own tweets, yes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I feel like these Walmarts are just moving into this direction of like, at some point, it's just like you affiliate yourself with Walmart, and this is all you ever need to do is to live in this one community, which is Walmart, and you have all of your goods and everything you'd ever need there, never have to leave it, you work there. You shop there, you eat there.
Screw that, man. We have something better called Amazon Prime. I don't even need to leave the house.
Right. No, you're right.
If I could just have a steady cash flow that just came in and I just worked from home, I just buckled myself into a freaking rascal, good to go.
Yep.
Just have a one-level house.
Sure. Perfect. Yeah. Or one of those awesome...
No furniture.
The chairs that go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, see, in my... Yeah, see, if I was
going to be... Or an elevator.
An elevator, or I would just have... Yeah, no, screw stairs. People just get in the elevator. Everything would just be level. Take care of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just have a really, really large one-floor house.
Basements are... if you could, ideally, that would be the way you'd want it to roll out. Yeah, just one... Like a gymnasium.
Building
of a house.
Up is crazy talk.
Just one
huge giant
floor.
Flat
no
house.
Walls.
Yep. Yep, just all one giant loft.
Yeah, I'm going to be living in the Lyceum.
Yep. I have a 100-inch TV so that I can see it from any point in the house.
Yeah.
No walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the future, man. Like, yeah, you just project it anywhere you want.
Yeah, no.
Retina TV.
All the walls would just be glass.
Brain
just
TV.
Have, just,
yeah, yeah. The crystallizing...
The screen would just go anywhere I go.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Yeah, they had it for like restrooms and stuff where it's clear glass, and then when you close the door, it looks
frosts,
like it shatters basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. Oh my. Yeah. Anyway, though, video games. Yeah. I had some other. Few other pieces of news I wanted to bring up. What were they?
Kind of going on tangents today.
Oh yeah, it's good. We don't really have much to talk about because it's. Not really anything happening. Let me pull something up here and see if it jogs my memory. Let's see. We got... There's something here about 38 Studios being in not having any money.
No.
Which is weird because...
Did Darksiders 2 get pushed back?
Yeah.
Because THQ's having those issues.
Yeah. Well, yeah. THQ and Volition... No, just well,
Volition
THQ,
isn't
right?
having problems. THQ is THQ. Having money problems.
They're not going to have a booth at E3 this year.
How could you afford it if you could barely afford to put out like your best game?
Yeah.
Who purchases Volition if or who starts teaming up with Volition when THQ goes under?
Anybody? Well, I forget who said it first, but I think the best choice for acquisitions of Volition is Square Enix.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard that somewhere too.
I think that is absolutely the best choice.
Not a bad idea, especially if an Eastern development or publisher wants to have more Western style games. They really want to start hitting that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you take what they did with Deus Ex, with Eidos. They did a really good job of just kind of stepping back and saying, you guys do your thing.
Right.
And then afterwards, Square Enix was like, yeah, we really learned a lot from Western developers as to how to kind of go about game design philosophy. We never really thought of things like this. And so, it's like, yeah, totally. Volition, why not? Have the craziest nonsense there. The other suggestion was Warner Brothers, which...
Oh, yeah.
My initial thought was yes.
Warner Brothers is picking up
Square
some
Enix.
Steam.
As Has a, to be Square Enix.
I guess Warner Brothers is picking up some steam as a game publishing company. I mean, Mortal Kombat, they got behind that really well. And
they're doing
right.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah. So.
But I yeah.
Bethesda? No. You don't think those are...
Bethesda's got so much under their belt already.
Yeah,
it's like,
they have a lot of balls.
How many more open world games do you want out of that studio?
It's true.
Just in terms of a company to throw out a name, like give it to Kojima, give it to Konami, because
Kojima Productions.
Because you know they've already Konami really hasn't done a whole lot in games that aren't Metal Gear related recently.
Not even recently.
And they're.
I think it's time for a new Castlevania.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we can see that game. I know you don't like those games, but
I know it's not. I don't dislike them. I just never was hooked by them like you were.
Yeah, that's true.
I really like that Game Boy game.
Circle of the Moon.
Portrait of Ruin.
Oh, Portrait of Ruin. Sure.
Something like that. Sure. Whatever. One of those. Collecting Souls.
Yeah.
Symphony
the ones,
of the Dawn.
The ones that
Dawn of the Moon.
There's
Chakram of Time.
Damn it. Dawn of Sorrow and the one that was
Pick
on.
Of the Week.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Banana of the
Circle. I played Circle of the Moon on Game Boy Advance. That was pretty good. And then I didn't play another Castlevania until it was on DS, which I played Dawn of Sorrow. Man, that's good.
Maybe that's the one I played.
Dawn of Sorrow is really good. But there's Aria of Sorrow. Which is the other one.
It's the more recent one that came out, right? No. Nope,
no,
just kidding.
Aria of Sorrow was on Game Boy Advance after Circle of the Moon. And then there was Dawn of Sorrow, which came out on DS. And then, which, DS, Dawn of Sorrow.
I'm thinking all the Castlevania names are suddenly becoming intertwined with Zelda song names. Castlevania, Oath to Order. Castlevania, Bolero of Fire.
Yeah.
Castlevania, Saria's Song.
Well, I mean,
any of these things, they could all work.
Castlevania, for the most part, has already had like a sort of running rep of like doing more like,
hey, listen,
like music
play the
related
Symphony of the
titles.
Night.
Yeah, Symphony of the Night. Aria of Sorrow, Dawn of Sorrow.
Play the Song
like,
of Time.
Just crazy like tagline names for them. But after that, there was Portrait of Ruin was the most recent one that I played. Oh, no. There was Portrait of Ruin.
Order of Ecclesia.
Yeah, Order of Ecclesia.
That's what I was thinking.
And that one was terrible.
No, it was good.
I didn't like it.
It was good.
Didn't like it.
It was okay.
No.
It was a good Castlevania.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Yeah, no,
I didn't care for
it. Did you play a lot of it?
Yeah. I played a couple hours of that thing. Did not.
I got stuck. I couldn't figure out where to go.
I didn't care for that world map at all. I thought that was
weird. Yeah, that was a pain in the ass.
I didn't care for it.
It reminded me a lot of Dracula X.
Oh, okay, sure. I can see how you could, yeah.
Minecraft on Xbox Arcade has sold 1 million copies.
Wow, that did not take long.
Yeah.
People really like that shit.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah, that's not a good
thing. I've watched people play that, and I just do not see it. I don't see what's there. Not picking up what it's putting down.
I get it, man. I totally understand it, but, you know, for me, it was The Sims when that was out, and it's
like... Last time I played a game like that that looked like something I wanted, like, that I would give a try at was Hexen. Did you ever play Hexen?
Yeah. Actually, no.
No?
I played it on N64, and I bought it recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Bought a copy of Hexen for $2.
I played it on PC, and I just remember being like, do not want to play this game.
How is that anything the same?
Just first person, swinging a sword. Because of the just sort of the way that Minecraft looks. Don't want to go
there.
That's
a lava.
Yeah, just really like, pixelated.
Yeah, John Romero images, took a like, shit, exactly. And here we made this into a game. It's like, this is John Romero's Trapper Keeper that accidentally got burnt in a fire.
Really pixelated, and I just don't want to be a part of something like that.
Sure.
Last time I cared about something sort of like that, it was 3D Game Hero.
Yeah!
And I only got partway through that.
So yeah.
Halfway.
Like, not even. Maybe a two third, dungeons, maybe a third if that.
I got like 3 or 4 dungeons. And
yeah, that was a cool game.
I got
game.
The hookshot equivalent.
I didn't get, did not get that. I got the first dungeon shot.
Yeah. The boomerang.
Made myself. And then the I made myself.
Giant monstrosity sword.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you the shark?
No, I was the mech. And then I was like, oh my God, you know, be way better than this. If I could somehow get my hands on a copy of Metal Wolf Chaos.
Oh.
The game that I've always wanted, but never could get because it doesn't exist.
Metal Wolf Chaos. I know Metal Wolf, but is that... It's an Xbox 360 title?
It's an Xbox title.
Xbox title?
That was only released in Japan.
I'm thinking of Chrome Hounds.
No. Chrome Hounds.
Chrome Hounds, Metal Wolf, same difference.
Metal Wolf Chaos is... I've talked about this a lot. It's
metallic
one of those
quadruped.
Weird. Lupine. Yeah. Metal Lupine monster.
We're talking about Lupin the Third?
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Metal Wolf Chaos is an Xbox game that didn't come out in America because it was too fucking rad.
That was their reasoning?
Yeah. You play as the president of the United Motherfucking States vice president.
I've
talked to you about this all the time.
Okay, I think you... Yeah.
Yeah, and the vice president is trying to kill you in his giant mech, and you get branded a war criminal as the president of the United States, but you have to kill all these other robots with your president mech. And you ride a piece of a space shuttle, you surf it back into the atmosphere, and you've got this lady who's like your operator who you're always talking to, and she's really obnoxious. She's like, you really cooked his turkey.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
That's right. Holy shit. Yes. Yeah. No. No, it reminds me so much of flipping.
It's like bad Metal Gear Solid.
Vanquish.
Yes. It is exactly like
I want to play Vanquish again.
I just want to play Metal Wolf Chaos.
Vanquish was really good.
Vanquish was good too, though. Yeah,
smoking that.
Mr. President.
Oh God, that's so good.
I just
I remember seeing video for this.
If I could get a copy of that game, my God, that'd be.
Could you play that here in the States?
You'd have to get a PAL version of the Xbox, but it might be worth it.
It might be
that, and I'm really, really, really looking to someday own Sega CDX I've discovered.
Oh, yeah? The double stack one with the Genesis?
You've got your Sega CD, which you connect with your Genesis, right?
Right.
32X, which you plug into your Genesis, into the slot of the Genesis. Sega CDX is super messed up.
Oh, is that the one that's like a standalone console, but weird?
Yeah, super weird. It looks like the thing you'd use to you'd have it at the Blockbuster way back in the day, and you put the tape in it, and you close it, and it rewind the tape automatically.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
It sort of looked like a Sega Saturn, but like retarded.
Yeah. Like a Walkman.
Sure.
So
it's just really thick plastic.
Yes, like really weird,
like
bad design.
Yeah. Like it looks like it came out of the '80s. because it
most definitely did. More or less, yeah. It was just like a tumor out of the 80s. Yeah. Like, yeah. You can play Sega CD games on it, but then it also has a slot for Genesis games and 32X games.
Yeah, I think I've seen
two
this.
Individual slots. Well, one slot for each one of those things, and you can play CDs, and it's a one piece device. The only problem is it's like $300 on Amazon.
I think I might have seen one of these in my weird working at Gamers.
Yeah, somebody, when I was at Gamers recently, they're like, yeah, we just had some guy come in who was like gonna sell us their CDX, and then he decided not to. And I was like, gah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, I think I've seen one because I've had people come in and want to sell it, but we didn't offer much money.
Right, don't know how to like sell. Yeah. You're like,
there's certain things
you can have
like,
it for $40.
Yeah, I'll give you $50. I don't know.
Right. Just, and then yeah. I'd be like, hey, come outside and I'll give you $100 for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's leave this establishment.
I have seen those things happen. Yeah. Where it's just like, you guys can do whatever you want to as long as it's not my store.
Yeah, exactly. Charge you these drugs for this.
I'll give you a handy other bag.
Okay, whatever. As long as I get my CDX. I just really like that, though. Like, man, that is such a stupid system that I would like to have.
Oh, man. God. I want some of the laser disc player games that you can get.
Oh.
Like, I think Dragon's Lair is like a laser disc game that mm-hmm. you can get.
Oh, I think you play Dragon's Lair on anything.
Yeah, your microwave.
Mm-hmm. Microwave, definitely. You probably played it on this fucking pop screen right here.
I can see it right now.
Yeah.
Go left.
Dragon's Lair! Dirk the Daring!
So, all of your talk about No Escape Tattoo.
Yes.
Has got me thinking about like really wanting to get a video game
tattoo. Yes, let's do it. I'm fine with this.
Oh yeah, you need some more of that.
Yes, I would. I am on board. Like, I just need the.
You still have an idea where you'd put it?
Yeah.
You should just be really cool about it and get it split between your inner forearms. So that you just boom.
Oh my God.
Just like Constantine that shit.
If I wanted to be the biggest douchebag in the entire world, then perhaps that's what I would go for. But.
Yeah, buddy. All the best people in the world have tattoos like that. I'm thinking of one right now.
Yeah, I know. I haven't really decided where I'd want it, but I have a spot.
Buttocks.
Yep. No, right around my butthole. Eyelids, get it done.
Yep. I should just be right below your navel.
Yeah, yep.
So that when you're doing the deed, everybody knows.
There.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
There's no escape.
Back of my neck.
Back of your neck. I'm telling you, we got to get those boss barrel tattoos at some point, too.
No neck tattoos.
As soon as we get funding.
As soon as somebody purchases us.
Yep. As soon as we get funding, then these tattoos are happening. All the money, all the proceeds that you donate to this will go to getting me and Griff sweet and boss
really
barrel logo
tattoos.
Neck tattoos.
Yeah. No, but I'm committed to this. It's just a matter of when and the logistics. It is a design that I want.
Really? That's your one?
What?
Like, you're sticking with the no escape?
Yes, but no text.
No text. You just want the...
I just want the
no cactar.
The no cactar is allowed.
Right.
No cactar is
no
allowed.
No running. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what I want.
Did I ever tell you about the cactars in Final Fantasy XI?
No.
The most entertaining one to fight is Cactuar Rapido.
Okay.
In one of the desert stages in Final Fantasy XI, Cactuar Rapido, he won't aggro you.
Okay.
But he is the fastest one in the game. And he just is constantly like sprinting laps around the desert, just running on this predetermined path and just going all over the place. I've fought him before, but it's comical to fight him because to catch him means that like everybody in your team has to kind of just be like dispersed everywhere trying to just like piss this thing off to
sure.
fight it. But it moves so fast that by the time you've selected it, you need to be like trying to attack it immediately.
Just hitting the tab button all the time.
Yeah, just like get that thing. And I've fought it once before, and it's like one of the few Cactars that doesn't do 1,000 needles, it does 10,000 needles. Which means it will kill.
It'll actually damage you.
It will kill. If it does 10,000 needles, like, you're dead.
Right.
There's no... Numbers don't go high enough for that. You'll die.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure I've taken 10,000 needles before.
Are you set on this Tetris thing?
The T-block?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah?
I really think I like that idea.
Really, Tetris is defining for you?
I can't think of any game
that... You want to have something that is easily turned into a cock and balls?
I don't know. I want to look at what the T-spin or the T-block looked like on the Game Boy, what its like actual color and texture was.
Okay,
that might be it.
Yeah,
because I just remember it being one of the very first games that I played back then that I could still continually play now,
mm-hmm.
and be very happy with it. It's also a very broad general game that I feel like defines gaming as what it is to now.
Sure.
So
that's what I said, man. I just want some fucking dumb.
I know. Which I can totally respect that.
That comes from the bouncer.
But
two levels of abstraction of bullshit.
Yep. God, when you told me that, I was like, "This has got to be some joke." But you're sold.
I'm sold. That's I want it.
God, the bouncer, really?
Yes, absolutely.
And I told you when you first started to say,
the socks on Fox.
when you started to tell me that you were gonna,
host stand was just like, what?
Do you remember the bouncer? Like, I was thinking about video game tattoo, and you remember from the bouncer, and all I could think of was like, Co, you're gonna get the full like tribal full body. Tribal. God, that'd be great, Griff. Do it. Cover up your other tattoos.
And I make cannot it wait to do a this whole game of the bouncer because dude, I have
it. Let's do it.
We should. The voice actors in that game are the best.
Yeah, no, that game is actually really good.
It is.
That game is really good.
It's really good.
It was really creative for Square
Enix. Totally underappreciated.
That game is great.
I am more than excited to go back and do it. Yes, let's do it. Steve Bloom is in it as, is he Volt?
No.
Or is he Kai Lifo?
I think he's Kai Lifo.
No, he's the other guy that I can never remember.
He's not Sion, is he?
Sion Barsad is the main character, so he's Kai Lifo. Yeah.
He's not Volt.
No, Volt, I forget who plays him.
He's gotta be... Oh, no, but you know...
Steve Bloom is...
No, you know who Co-Lifo is? He's Raiden.
Sion Barsad is Quentin Finn, right?
Oh, no.
He's got the whiny bitch voice.
We're looking this up right now.
No, Co-Lifo is... that's Steve Bloom. And then Volt Kruger is somebody else big, too. And then the enemy dude in it is a major player as well. I just can't remember his name.
Man, we're looking this
the
up.
The bouncer has just got this bizarre pedigree of amazing voice actors.
God, I get it.
Okay.
The bouncer was also a movie, which now I kind of want to watch that. Came out 3 years after the game.
Well, when I think the bouncer in terms of movies, I think of Unleashed.
Not directly comparable, but really weird. Steve Bloom was Co-Lifo.
Yeah, I know.
Michael Gregory is Volt Kruger.
Okay. Let's
see what else this guy was in. RoboCop.
Who did he play there? Wait, the game?
He was also in
Soccer Total Recall.
Hold on. Something that we would all know here.
I gotta do the Majora's Mask, this old game soonish before I get too deep into it. That'll probably be this week's project. And I got Hybrid Heaven. I want to do this whole game of that. Maybe I've also got the Shadows of the Empire. Are you a Star Wars guy, John? No, not really. Okay.
I appreciate those movies, but I don't really
A Star Wars guy.
Yeah, I don't freak out about it.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day if I was a big Lord of the Rings fan. I was like, I don't dislike those movies, but I wouldn't say that I'm also crazy about them.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was he's done a lot of anime, like Cowboy Bebop and Outland Star and Trigun.
Okay.
Um,
who is he in Trigun?
Oh, hang on.
Was he?
Do you remember the train?
Yeah,
Brilliant Dynamite. Yes. Neon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was totally that. He's just casted as he was a Tau Master in A Lost Star, and he was additional voices in Cowboy Bebop. But I'm trying to look up. He was in Eraser.
Nice. The Arnold Schwarzenegger joint.
Yup.
Shoot this person with this rail gun.
He was in one episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
Some weird.
I was scared of that when I was younger.
Ice Cube. He was in an episode of Columbo. Lawnmower Man. He plays a lot of security guards, which is kind of funny.
That is weird.
Who
was Sion? Was it Quentin Finn?
Oh, hang on. Oh, shit.
Because the Echidna lady, she was somebody big. Jennifer Hale has to be in that game, right?
Okay. Like, we'll go back to the announcer and we're going to look at this.
This is a fucking robot girlfriend.
Paul Steven is Sion Bazard, and he. Or Barzad. And
Sion.
He is a no namer.
Sion Barzad. Stupid dog chain. I hated that guy.
Bridget Hoffman was Dominic Cross or Dominique Cross.
Okay, who's the Echidna lady?
Hang on. Mary Elizabeth McGlynn.
Okay,
I don't know her from anything.
Well, she's probably in a ton of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything for the main villain.
Who is the villain? What was his name?
Wong Lang, maybe.
What?
Wong Lang?
Sure. He was the dude with the chain, and he fought you one-handed because he was badass.
There's also that crazy cyborg. What was his name?
I don't know. I'm not even picturing
him. We need to play this game.
Yeah. This could be a full-length feature.
No, this needs to be like...
It's a short game.
It's not very long, especially with two of us playing at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, and that's a game that you could easily play three times just to see the different, like, arcs that it goes through.
That might be a bigger commitment than I'm willing to do.
But I'm just saying.
But
not for recording.
A person
purposes.
Who may want to play it three times who could enjoys. Potentially get away from with that. Yes.
Back when I did play that game a ton, the game is good.
Revolutionary.
God, and you let the level up system in that game was great.
It
from
was.
What I remember, like, everything, there was, that game didn't do a whole lot wrong. But that was also sort of the start of the very, like, weird Kingdom Hearts art style.
Yeah. So I like Nomura's, like...
Yeah,
like,
where it's just, like, I like bright, baggy clothes.
He
like,
came out of the closet like, and to how much he loves zippers.
Right, exactly. And it's like, I like people with zippers and baggy clothes and big shoes and gloves and spiky hair.
Yep.
But so Sion was like, he is... Sion is Sora.
Yeah, I can see that.
He is like almost the exact same character, just like visually anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to like look at Sion and then go look at what.
What was Sora the name of their like. Bar? The bar that they were all bouncers at. The Stray Dog or the Red
so
Dog
good.
Or the. Oh,
damn it.
The Dog's Kennel. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up. This is,
use your brain.
This is pre-trivia trivia.
Well, whatever. I mean, I was going to say.
It wasn't something as dumb as like Seventh Heaven, was it?
It could be. That
sounds like some Square Enix nonsense. Because that was Tifa's bar, right?
Sure.
I feel like it had a dog associated with it, though, because Sion like wore like
the stupid collar
and had a chain on it.
Yeah, I thought that was his that gimmick.
Yeah, that was his gimmicky thing.
The only person who was could potentially be an actual bouncer was Volt Kruger,
especially with his sweet like wrestling moves.
Yeah,
like
dude, suplex. It had horns on his face.
Yeah, dude, did you they go into it like why he has those horns too?
Oh, I only play this Co-Lifo.
Oh, really?
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Okay. Only well, co. If you're gonna play as Co,
I'm when only.
We do this,
I only play,
I will
as,
play
co.
As Volt.
It's because okay.
Volt hits hard. So the reasoning behind why Volt has those in his head, he got shot. He got God.
Schwat. Schwat. The Fox and the Swox.
Fox and the Swox and the Shocks. Peter Molyneux.
Got operated on by Dr. Seuss.
He got shot twice in the head,
oh.
And instead of like having cosmetic surgery to just take care of the holes. that were conveniently placed for horns. You just got the epidermal.
Because that's
there.
Your first concern when you get shot in the head is yeah. how do I
oh,
cover
Oh, God, this is going to look so terrible. My skull is so thick that it just deflected these bullets, but I'll just put
Before
some screws
so
in there.
Before it was so pretty, and now I got shot in the head twice.
Doesn't
what
he
do
also
I
have,
do?
Like, weird, like, lip tat or lip piercings, too?
He's got
like,
a lot of shit.
Yeah, dude's all burly and... Yeah.
It's like
a lot of leather, a lot of jeans.
Hella bear that, before yeah. bears were bears.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. And I can't really think about any other news that I was had in the bag. I think we covered all the major beats I want to talk about. So let's do trivia,
John. Trivia time.
Bring it on.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, Griff, yeah. what I decided yes. to do.
So, John, tell me about trivia.
I thought this would be a nice idea since... Since we've sort of we've talked about exhausting some ideas, but I had an epiphany.
Is it about
no
Bouncer?
No, it's not about Bouncer.
Okay,
because that would have been awesome. We started talking about Bouncer and they go to Bouncer trivia. But no,
no. If that were to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Kohu?
Kohu? What do you? I don't know what you're talking. No. So I thought video games over you know the many many years that we've been playing them have had a lot of really good like quotes that you can remember from it. So these will be just a bunch of quotes that I've looked up on the internet.
Okay.
You will have to tell me the game or who said it.
Okay.
I mean, bonus point if you can tell me who said it. I don't exactly always have the name for who said it, but
okay.
for the most
so
part, I've got this.
Game it's from, and then fake and then points for whoever.
Fake points for...
Or for
if you can tell me the dude from. That said it in the game.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, would you kindly?
That's from Bioshock.
Yeah.
Atlas.
Atlas. Gotcha. Okay. So this is from one of my favorite games. Is,
are you a slave or are you a man?
What is it? What's the other thing that he says? Because I came across so many Bioshock ones that it's a man...
A man chooses
a slave obeys.
A slave obeys. Yeah.
But okay, so what is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets.
That's yours. That's Symphony of the Night from Dracula.
Yeah, yeah.
Dracula.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
That is Zelda, dude in the cave.
Yeah, it lists it as being old man. But whatever. Okay, I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of me.
I don't think I know that one. I'll take a guess and say...
I started to get kind of obscure with some of these.
That game that I didn't ever play. What was the name of that? It was a total failure.
This actually wasn't the darkness.
Failure.
This game wasn't actually a failure. A lot of people...
I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of me.
Yeah. It's not darkness. And it's not Darksiders. It doesn't even dark in the name.
What was the fire the game that you hate that I own?
Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark.
No, it doesn't have the word dark in it.
I don't know. I don't know this one.
Riddick said it from Escape from Butcher Bay.
That sounds like could be a Vin Diesel ism.
I put this one in here. I don't think you'll get
I'm
it.
Not a dark has fed me.
I put this one in
here. I choose fate. Fate doesn't choose me.
Only because this sounded amazing. I haven't played this game, and I don't know if you have, but whatever. The rain was coming down like all the angels in heaven decided to take a piss at the same time.
Is that a Max Payne game?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick Justice said it.
That is a Max Payne. That is a Max Payne Remedy game. And Rockstar name.
Oh, man, no. Totally should have looked up Bionic Commando. Looks like you're just going to have to fuck it.
Yeah, it looks like you're just going to have to fight it. That's Bionic Commando.
Yeah. I should have
looked that up. You nerd.
Okay, this one is a little obscure, too, but you should be able to get it, because I don't remember hearing it, but it's in the game, apparently.
Okay.
Thank you for helping us help you help us all.
Thank you for helping us help you help us all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have the slightest clue where to begin on that one. Thank you for helping us help you help us all.
Earthbound?
No.
Two?
No. GLaDOS said it in Portal.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. That's a bizarre Portal 2
quote. I was almost going to go with the Portal quote that was, hey, you remember that time when I was moving you down the platform and you were about to go into the fire and you were like, no.
That's a good quote. That game has a lot of
good stuff.
Yeah. That and two. I mean, they both do. Yeah.
I was trying to get more from Portal, but
somebody mentioned something about Portal 2, maybe in real life, maybe I imagined it, I don't know. And then for about a day, all I could think about is just stupid space, Portal 2, space, not space, 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 just stupid Portal 2, like Cave Johnson testing chamber possibilities.
Those are so good.
Where it's just
when life gives you lemons. Burn life's house.
No, down. Just thinking about the test chambers that never worked out is what I was thinking.
Oh.
Like, I don't know where this could put it. It's like, yeah, we filled it in. There's a, the, you know, don't pay any attention to what's behind this door. It was a test chamber full of mantis men.
Yeah.
And we used vampire mantis men that we used concrete infused with garlic to dispose of. Yeah.
And there was one, too, like, for those of you who have not experienced side effects of becoming lizard men, proceed to this door. Good news, though, if you started to turn into a lizard man, we have a new job for you.
Yes, that is ripe with quotes.
Cave Johnson's stuff's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
The right man in the wrong L.A. Noir.
No.
The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
It's a game you and I have both played at least once.
It's a
really good game.
It's a really good game.
Really good game.
It's not Skylanders.
No. Nope. This game came out quite some time ago.
Quite a long time ago?
Yeah. Not like 20 years ago, but I mean like...
Oh, when I was like
almost,
5?
Like almost 10 years ago.
I don't know.
It was G-Man in Half-Life 2.
Okay. Can barely remember that.
Yeah.
Even though I played it recently, yeah. Wait, Half-Life 2 or Half-Life, episode 1 or 2? Or
Half-Life 2, it doesn't go into which episode.
Okay.
It just says G-Man says it.
I just don't remember.
I feel like that's probably like Half-Life 2.
Yeah. Why not?
You Spoony Bard.
Final Fantasy.
I will accept two answers.
Two or four, yep. Depending on what era you played it in, what hemisphere.
Yeah.
And that comes from...
I didn't even know the name of this guy, but...
That comes from the... Is it Tella?
Tella.
Who says that?
Yeah.
Two. Not Edgar, that's three. I forget what the bard's name is.
Nor do I don't remember. It just says Tella.
Yeah.
So
Tella's the wizard mage. It's Meteo.
Okay, you might get this one since you've recently played this. I'm going to kick your sorry arses so hard you'll kiss the moons.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know that is because it's fucking dumb Australian accent is Chrono Trigger, and that's got to be Kid. Chrono Cross, and it has to be Kid.
Yeah. Okay, so next one. Don't these things always end with the princess kissing the frog?
Chrono Trigger. Okay. And frog?
Luca.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. For the character.
This is good, and I didn't remember it until I read it. And you may not remember it at all. I dreamt I was a moron.
That's the clue.
I dreamt I was a moron.
Psychonauts.
No.
Bartman. Simpsons. I got nothing.
Okay. It was Squall Leonhart in Final Fantasy VIII.
Yes. The very memorable quote of, I dreamt I was a moron.
I tried to become sort of obscure with some of these.
This is very obscure.
I'm going to skip this one because you're not going to get that one.
Okay.
Because I don't even think you played Final Fantasy IX.
I did, but I probably won't get it.
It's, yeah. So we'll go to one that if you cannot tell me what this is from, then you failed me. How's that pop screen
grip? It feels good on my nose.
All right. So this is the last one. I got myself a bottle of scotch and I'm violently fiddling with my balls in anticipation for your arrival. Waggleton P. Tally Liquor.
Oh, okay. So this is... That's a quote from Bulletstorm?
Yeah.
Before you said that, I was thinking, is it Left 4 Dead? Could be.
Pills here.
Are there pills?
Pills.
Under the bottle of scotch? Pills. Yeah. Wow. That was a doozy, man. Yeah, is that all the questions?
That's all of them.
Jesus. Famous video game quotes are very obscure.
Yeah, there's so many though that I could, like, just tons and tons and tons of them that people like loved quote about for video games.
Hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, very well. I did very poorly, I guess. My ability to remember that sort of exact detail is very bad. But boy, John, I've got a plan
for next week. Do you? Yeah, you said you've been working.
Oh God, I stumbled upon this prospect for what I was going to do for trivia, and my God, it is going to be the greatest trivia bonanza as of yet, because it will be using all forms of trivia.
Oh
wow. Yeah. Almost everything that we've went over,
okay,
in terms of categories surrounding one video game. It's going to be so good.
Okay.
Oh my God, get ready. Get yourself ready for
this. We should also start doing like visual ones. I know we record a podcast here, but I should...
Yeah, let's do some visual ones.
Just to show you...
What is this? Boobs.
Yeah.
No, it'll be good. It'll be some of the best trivia.
Okay, I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
Excited.
Yes, everything has been building up to this moment.
Be multi-sensory?
Yes, it will be audio and
as long as I don't have to try to smell audio. Anything.
No smelling.
What does it smell like? An NES cartridge?
Smells like an onion.
Smells like your armpit.
That's a hint right there. It smells like an onion.
Oh, man.
Take that home with you and you mill that over. You may be able to derive something from that. But that's pretty much it for this episode. We are slowly building towards actually getting this bracket the game thing going up. And
that's what we've officially called it.
I think we have, yeah.
Well, I mean, I put it on the thing, so I'm not changing it.
Yes, sold. We'll be doing that, and I don't know if I'll actually be able to do the real life video. Maybe we'll just have to do fake it in case some people can't get over here to do the full thing. But we'll see what happens. I guess we'll do our best. Maybe, you know, okay, I got a plan. Maybe we'll do this. So, dude, yeah, I'll talk to you about this later.
Okay.
I have a good plan, though. I just came up with right now. Okay. Thank you for listening to Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode something or another. I'm Griffin Hoffman. You can find me on Twitter at Griff Hoffman, GRIFFHOFFMANN. On Twitter, John Stanhope, JW Stanhope. That's pretty straightforward on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook on the Boss Barrel page. You can also give us a message on the website on bossbarrel.com or rate us on iTunes, which would be awesome as well. Thank you so much for listening again, and we'll see you next week. You had something to take us out with, John?
Yeah.